you see the potential in someone and you're like, oh, but like I see you like becoming this amazing person, but then the
Literally.
reality is they're just not.
So even if you did me dirty, what role did I play in this? As much as we want to blame and point the finger, sometimes we gotta point it back at ourselves a little bit.
I'm your host, Arena Antoine, and I mean, welcome back to Self Love Lounge. This is a place that stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion in our pursuit of self-love. Self-Love Lounge is a place to learn about, hold space for, and embrace ourselves deeply. Each episode will bring warmth to being comfortable with the uncomfortable. So let's uncondition our minds together to find love within and forever lead with it. So before we get into it, grab a hot or cold beverage and let's go.
Welcome back to Self Love Lounge. I am so excited about today, mostly because recently I've been really into tuning into my emotions, but also aligning them with music, the music that I listen to. And I don't know why, but sometimes I'm like going through it, whether it's like a friendship breakup or I failed at something. Music or like lyrics that just speaks to exactly what you need to hear in that moment. And so before I even get into the song, I would love for my guest speaker to introduce herself.
Hi, you guys. It's Emerald Osagie. I'm a singer-songwriter from Vancouver, Canada. And I'm also in school studying psychology. So cute little double whammy situation.
Yes. Love it. I mean, when I was in high school, like I would have loved to know, what do my teachers are doing? Are they, I don't know, recording albums? Like that would be interesting to know.
You know? I totally feel that. I'm always like, what do you do? What are you doing? You
know? Well, I'm curious to know, before we even dive deep into it, when you released your new single currently right now, and it's called Sick, when I listened to it, one of the lyrics that really stood out to me was, instead of falling for you, I fell for your potential, rather than accepting who you are. I fell for your potential rather than accepting who you are. And that one like sticks so much to me because I remember when I was like in like a situationship and like there was no labels and it was just kind of like dancing around. Oh, like what are we? Like, are we exclusive? Are we like in a relationship? Do I get to be your girlfriend? Yes. Are we just friends with benefits, with no benefits?
Yeah. Preach it to the choir. Preach it
right?
to the choir.
In my experience, I'm so creative that I like create the potential partner in this person that doesn't actually exist. And I'm curious to know about your story. Like, how did that line come to be? And what mindset were you in when you wrote this song?
Well, Emerald was very, very sad. I was in a space of, I had already done the blaming. I've already done the blaming on the other person of, okay, you did me dirty. But then I got to this point of, okay, but there's two people in a relationship. It takes two to tango. So even if you did me dirty, what role did I play in this, you know? So I was kind of like, okay, if you did me dirty, the role that I played was almost letting it slide in the sense of like, I could have dipped ages ago, but I was so keen that we could have been something, or I was so keen on the idea of like the potential of what I thought this person could be for me and for us that I stayed, which is not a good reason to stay because you can't change anybody.
Yeah.
That was kind of where I was at. And so I was like, you know what? I need to look in the mirror and do some self-growth discovery because as much as we want to blame and point the finger, sometimes we gotta point it back at ourselves a little bit.
Yes. Oh my God. This makes me think about an episode I released, and it was To All the Boys I've Loved. And when I was writing it, I was thinking about these partners that I've had. They've definitely broken my heart. I definitely went through the ups and downs of every emotion possible that you experience when you go through your first heartbreak. But then who has Arena become since these heartbreaks? And I think I relate a lot with your music, especially the song Sick, because it allows me to reminisce on the lessons I've learned through these past relationships. And so I'm curious to know what has been...
I never spoke out or was like, that hurt my feelings, or how right. come you don't do this, or you can't do this, or I don't like doing this. I would just go along with the ride.
Right.
So I think my biggest lesson was, one, trying to figure out what my part is, but mm-hmm. also to like speak and say how I actually feel instead of being on this train ride when I might not even want to stay. You
know? Yeah. Oh, I so relate with this, what you're saying. I'm just like reminiscing on the moments where you see the potential in someone and you're like, oh, but like, I see you like becoming this amazing person, but then the reality is they're just not. Ariana Grande said like a really beautiful quote in her lyrics, and it was like, think about credentials. Oh my God, it's like the perfect lyrics. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I need to find this.
Yeah.
I need to find this. Okay, wait, I think I have it. It was, I saw your potential without seeing the credentials. Oh my God.
Snaps all around.
Right?
Snaps all around. It's and so true though.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I guess I'm curious to know, like, what was a conversation that you had to have with yourself about, okay, Emerald, this is it?
It was difficult in the sense of getting there, but I'm a natural, like, thinker, very deep, like, let's figure out, like, I love therapy. I'm a huge therapy person. So I'm like, therapy, let's do it. And so I think I went once and I was talking about just me and how I feel like I'm always doing the most for people.
Mm-hmm.
And my therapist was like, okay, but why are you doing the most?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but when my therapist said that, I was like, honestly, why am I doing the most?
Yes. Yeah.
And so I really had to dig deep, have this conversation with myself of, am I searching for something that I feel like I need? Is it like a validation thing? You think of love, you think of like all these TV shows, all these fantasies and fairy tales of how love is like the be all end all. Society makes falling in love or being with someone almost like you've made it. You can be a CEO job, but like if you're not married, if I'm in a relationship, my life is set, which I literally had to let go of that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was definitely one massive thing that I was like, I'm still 100% complete without anybody. And if I want to be with someone, I need to be 100% myself. I got to be secure in who I am before I come and join somebody else. So
Oh, wow. I love this, Emerald. You're like a flower right now, like blossoming, you know, all of the wisdom.
All that therapy.
All that therapy. Yes. Like we should talk about this. Like sometimes you go to therapy because not even just because of one problem. It's like that is like the introductory to self-healing, right? And that's like such an opportunity. And so your story reminds me a lot of like Miley Cyrus, like her transition right now and her new song.
Because,
right? Yeah.
So true.
I just see it. I just see the alignment because you're in this position of just, I want to make my own decisions and I want to like prioritize myself. And I think it's so hard sometimes to put ourselves first because we feel so obligated to give. When you make a decision for yourself, it's, oh, like that person's being selfish, or, oh, like that person is a bitch. And it's like really hard on women, especially because we are so prone to just be like quiet and like pretty and like that's all we do. But it's like, no. Like we're boss. We can be the boss.
Try me. Yeah. This year, I think I'm going to be in my villain era. Like I've just decided a villain era in my head as like just unapologetically yourself. Very like self-care. You do you. You speak your mind. Still be nice though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're just not from nobody.
Yes.
So I'm very much in my villain era, which I feel like a lot of people are kind of entering, like Miley with the flower song.
She
like,
is. It was so good.
Oh,
yeah. I love it. I love that like villain era, but like with class and like with grace. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, what does that look like for you right now in your villain era, in your music?
Honestly, it's just very honest. Like I feel like my music has always been pretty honest, but this time it's coming from like almost like a deeper self-discovery place. Especially with Sick, I could have taken a completely different route and been like, get me dirty, da-na-na-na. Like, but instead I was like, no, actually, I kind of messed up too, which yeah. I feel like not a lot of songs come from that side. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of music is very like, you were wrong. You broke my heart. I feel like a lot of my music now comes from a perspective of like deep within mm-hmm. like the self-growth that I've been doing, yeah. which has been very, very fun, but also very scary to put out.
Right. Yeah. I can't even imagine. I'm curious to know, what is your favorite line in your song, and what was the hardest line to write?
You know what? That song, actually, I wrote in like 10 minutes. And it really? Was like, yeah, I wrote it so fast. Favorite line is definitely, instead of falling for you, I fell for your potential. Instead of
mm-hmm. That one is beautiful. That's like my favorite, also my favorite line, just because it just, it hits really deep.
You know what? I actually kind of like, what is it? Oh, I wrote the story of us as a fictional novel.
I'm yes.
creating it to be a reality.
That yeah, that's also that's the tea.
That's a tea.
That hits the ego for sure. I love it. I love the vulnerability aspect of it, because it makes people reflect upon like their own, I don't know, like even when you go through a breakup, even when you go through a friendship breakup, it's so easy to be like, oh my God, this person accused me of doing this. But yeah. then it's like, that's that person's truth, and you can't take that away from that person. You don't know their history, their traumas, like how they respond to things, but you control yourself. How did you hold space for your emotions when you were in a heartbreaking situation?
I honestly don't think I did for a really long time. I think yeah. I was very much in a you did me dirty mm-hmm. state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a really long time. And then yeah. one day it really just clicked. And mm-hmm. I was like, why am I like, I need to stop. I need to figure out what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second I did, and I wrote that song, I was like, wow. It was very eye-opening. I was like, wow. Okay. So yeah, you did me dirty, but like, I really just let it slide. That I don't ever want to do again.
I feel like when you are going through like that anger, or like that, like, oh my God, like, how could you do this to me? That's like important to kind of feel in order to get to that point where you're like, okay, why am I feeling angry? Like, why am I feeling like hurt? And then yeah. all of this wisdom through a song for you came through. And I think your authenticity and your vulnerability into that song is just, that's what's touching the world, because that's what people crave, is like that vulnerability aspect that people are fearful to share. And so, yeah, thank you so much for doing that for people.
I'm just glad that people are even, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know. If I could touch genuinely, if I could mm-hmm. touch one human being, like if mm-hmm. one person is like, wow, that song really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Work is done. Like,
oh
I
my God.
Said that from the get go.
Yeah.
So not that it just hit 50K. Like,
yeah, that's incredible. That's insane. Through your new songs that are out already, what is your favorite song on that? Because I think you mentioned something about the song Naked.
Yes. So the song Naked is also very, very vulnerable. I'm a very like romantic, hopeless romantic sort of person. I love love. I love people. I love like mm-hmm. spreading love. I love
yeah.
like, just doing things for my friends. Like, I just love people. The song is basically saying, like, I will love you naked. I'll love you true. Like, I'll love you so deeply
mm-hmm.
if you let me. Because, like, the other person is almost a little apprehensive because mm-hmm. they've been in a difficult situation before or whatever it may be. I'm coming from a place of, like, I will love you so well. Like, mm-hmm. I promise I will not hurt your yeah. heart. But then at the end, it kind of turns into this, okay, but will you love me like that? Because it's scary. It is.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to hear this song.
It's honestly one of my favorite songs I've ever written in my life. Again, I wrote it so fast, but we're talking about giving and people mm-hmm. taking. It's almost like, okay, I'm giving, but like, are you going to give to me too?
I think we're people that thrive with acts of service, like our love language mm-hmm. is like to give back, and it feels amazing, you know, it feels really great, and it's almost like that's where I get my energy from sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious to know, like, when you're giving and someone is just not giving back, like, how do you deal with that? Because I think a lot of us are so fearful of the worst thing that could happen, which is like rejection or I don't know what it is, or like fear of being alone. And like, what is your experience with that? And what's your advice for when that does show up in people's lives?
Well, first of all, that stuff hurts.
It does.
I've definitely had my fair share being a giver, or knowing even that I'm giving 100%. Even if it's a friendship, romantic relationship, whatever it is, that person is giving like maybe like 20 or like 50.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my goodness. Like, why am I? Honestly, all I can say is I've gotten to a point, okay, if I'm noticing this, mm-hmm. and I know that this is who you are in our relationship, mm-hmm. it's either I need to 100% accept that this is who you are, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with it, or if it's really bothering me, then I'm gonna dip. And honestly, it's really bothering me.
That dip part is where things gets really interesting, because when I have these conversations, you know, you can go out for coffee with someone new and you're getting to know them, and then something clicks with you, and I'm really strong with like my intuition. If someone said something that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, or we're sitting there talking about your other friends and talking shit about them, you know, like these are little clues that we should definitely pick up. And that's when I kind of dip, and like I'll shoot her a text and be like, hey, like, I absolutely appreciate our coffee chats. I really enjoyed getting to know you, but unfortunately, I just don't feel like we can progress in the future. And there's always two responses. There's someone who's equipped to handle rejection in the most loving way and be like, hey, like, no worries. You know, I've met people that are able to do that. But I've also met the other side of it where it's like, oh my God, long paragraphs, block, you know?
Me too. And I'm like, what? I'm like, God bless, I dipped.
And so I'm curious to know, what was your experience with I'm about to dip? And how do you handle if there's like backlash?
I mean, it's honestly, I've experienced both, where I've been like, it's time for me to leave. The person will be either very, very understanding, or they'll be like, what the? And they're like, okay. Mm-hmm. I think in relation to the song Naked, that chapter closing of that relationship mm-hmm. was very, very chill and mm-hmm. very like, I totally understand, which mm-hmm. made me feel good, because I'm not a dramatic, we're not friends anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be seeing each other anymore.
Yeah.
I really just want us to be, even if we can be friends after, I'm like, cool. Like, not even, we don't have to be besties, but I don't like having bad blood with people. So mm-hmm. I'm like, if we can at least still be acquaintances in each other's lives, and like, if I see you on the street, I will say hi. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want bad blood.
Yeah. Wow.
For me, that's really important. And mm-hmm. in regards to Naked, it was very much, we're chill, it's fine, which made me feel like, okay, you know what? I've got this. Mm-hmm. And it's okay also for me to leave. Like, this person understands, also sees that I'm really, really trying here mm-hmm. and knows that they almost can't give me that in return. Mm-hmm. So why would they keep me? Like, it was mm-hmm. very much like, you know what? I hear you. I see you. Thank you.
That's really beautiful, Emerald. That's so like vulnerable. I think it's really big of you to even realize that and to vocalize that to the world, because that's something that's really hard for people to open up about, and being like, hey, like, this is me. There's that fear of like someone could take you away if you allow them to. Which everyone has allowed people to kind of take parts of you. And then that kind of strengthens your identity in mm-hmm. moving forward, right? You just feel so secure. And so, yeah, like, guide us through like your next song that are on the album that you want to talk about more.
Yeah. So I've got, I think it starts off with the song Naked. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into, now I'm going to have to look at the track list. I don't even know what is on that thing. Let's see here. And then it goes into a song called Ever Known, which talks about teenage Emerald. Mm-hmm. So when you're a teenager, you kind of, if you're in a relationship, and like, I never actually was, I never dated anybody when I was a teenager. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like if I did, this would be it. Romantic or like friendship, however way you want to take it. You, or at least for me, kind of being the giver again, kind of attach yourself to people. And then when things start to get a little rocky, mm-hmm. you start to freak out a little bit because you're like, I don't want you to go because you're literally all I've ever known. And like, I don't want anything to rock the boat. I don't want anything to change. And so it's called Ever Known.
I would love to listen to that as well, because it reminds me when you're going through that transition between high school to university and you're almost like, all of my friends, like, that's all I've ever known. And like, you know, you don't want to lose them because that feels like you're losing yourself. Actually, I had a story that was like really good, but there was this guy that I had a thing with for so long. It was that guy that you just always fall back to when it was like not really a great relationship. You were the giver, you weren't receiving back. And when you were, it was always different time, different stages. And I remember having a conversation with someone and she was like, Arena, did you ever think that maybe it has nothing to do with him and it's more like who you were when you met that person that you're not wanting to let go of? And I was like, oh my God, like that Arena was so fearless. She didn't care about everything that I now care so much about, whether it's like my safety, whether it's like, you know, repercussions, whether it's whatever, I'm just so alert. And so that was like so interesting to me. And I'm curious to know things. And I'm curious to know about like, what was that for you, letting go of your past selves, but also maybe like bringing her on into this album as well?
I think it was almost kind of like important in a way to show the growth part of it. Literally just said in your story, like, who you were then is not who you are now, you know? Yeah. And like, a lot of people, whether you were friends with them or went out with them or whatever, will remember you as what your relationship was. Sometimes they don't even give you the time of day to like almost redeem yourself or like get to know the person you are today.
Yeah.
And so I think that Ever Known was really important for me to bring my teenage self kind of back into this to just show, listen, you were very, very scared. And that's okay. That's where you were at. But you can't stay there. We gotta grow, we gotta evolve. And we can't depend on people like that. Because it's almost like a I wouldn't say toxic, like quote unquote toxic relationship, but like
it's codependent, maybe?
Codependent, yeah.
More codependent, for sure. Yeah. Because I feel like as well, when we're so young, I feel like we're so codependent on different things, like whether it's friendships. Like, you know, when you have like your two friends that you're like obsessed with and you guys are like the same person, and then you grow and you realize like, wow, we're like so different. I don't know if we can be friends anymore. And then you're going through another heartbreak. Anyways, a true story.
Oh, yeah.
But then you just realize we're all so different. Who Arena was in high school and who Arena is today is so different. But I feel like I also need her sometimes when I'm like dreaming about things and how fearless she was when she was like six and she was like so creative. And it's like, I need you right now. So come back. And it's more of that, of like building that relationship with your past selves and forgiving ourselves the most as well. Okay, let's talk about the third song. What? Tell me a little bit about the third song.
So the third song is Right Face, Wrong Time.
Yes.
Which is already out. It's been out for a while. But I put that on the album because this song was very heartbreaking. This song was very heartbreaking to write, to think about, in the sense of I also had to do a lot of self-discovery. You've met a really great person, but the universe is just not working. I had to come to terms with the idea of sometimes we hold on to things that God himself is trying to take away. And that really right to the heart. If something's not working, why are we holding on to it for like dear life? There's no point. Let it go. And then it goes into a song called In Love Again. And that's the last song on the track. And it's basically about finding love and falling in love. And, you know, you go through all of these emotions and stages or whatever. As humans, we can't help but fall in love again.
Like,
we can't help it. It's just who we are.
And so, that's beautiful, though.
And so it ends with In Love Again, which is a very, like, kind of pop, kind of cute little R&B song about just, like, I think I'm in love again. I'm feeling this in my stomach, in my throat in my chest.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what to do, but I like you.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's like a beautiful stage of going through your emotions. Season 3 is so much about the way that we feel and the way that we respond to those feelings and the way that we process them. Because I never knew how to process my emotions until one day I was like, I should be angry about this, but I feel sad. But I feel really sad because this person hurt me. And so I'm just going to stay with this hurt and be sad and express that. And it feels so vulnerable when you're like, that really sucked. And it almost feels like you're like weak, but it's like powerful because, because that person's like, oh, like that was kind of sucky. I'm sorry. So whenever we wrap up this episode now, I'm going to ask three fun questions. And it's going to start with this first question, which is like very serious one. So I'm going to tone my voice a little down. The older I've gotten, the more I've come to believe.
The more I've come to believe that when people show you who they are, believe them.
I love that so much. Oh my God, that's the best. Okay, we're not even going to explain it. We're just letting it flow. Okay. Yeah. Second question. What piece of advice would you give yourself right now, this Emerald right now?
You, honestly, you're exactly where you need to be. Just keep going. Keep going.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And last question, what do you wish for the world in the future?
Oh, honestly, just a lot of love and understanding.
Yeah.
Like, I just want people to understand each other, take time, sit and get to know somebody.
Yeah. Oh, those were all three beautiful answers. And I love the first one. It's like an anthem right now for me. And to all the listeners, where can we find you on social media? Where can we listen to your new album? And do you have any projects that you're currently working on?
So the EP, What the Heart Sounds Like, will be available on all streaming platforms, wherever you can get your music, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, all of that good stuff. You can find me on Instagram at Emerald Osaige, Twitter at Emerald Osaige, TikTok at Emerald Osaige. Yeah. And then I also have a song called Gaslight that will hopefully be out very, very soon. That one.
That's a good one because, God, the amount of time I've been gaslighted, I quit. My hands couldn't even count them.
My hands can't even count. Listen, I keep thinking, I'm like, the person I wrote that about, careful. Exposure. I'm kidding. I can't. I would never. But yeah, it's a good song.
Well, we can thank the people that inspire us to create everything that we do. Exactly. So thanks.
If they weren't such a gaslighter, I wouldn't have made the song.
An amazing song. An amazing one. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And I can't wait to keep listening to your music and also like build this friendship because I absolutely love talking to you. It's always so relaxed. And so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I love talking to you too. It's just so fun. I love coming here. Thanks for having me. So sick.